everybody. This is Worst Friends 38. I'm Tim, and I'm joined by my homie Colin.
Good day, good day, good day.
I thought you were offline for a second there because it took you a while to say anything.
Because I forgot, I knew I had some kind of stupid intro to go with, and then I forgot it for like a second, and then I remembered it, which it was worth it, obviously.
Right. I'm just
That's
glad.
my Australian, it's my Australian hello, because we, last night, instead of watching a movie, my wife and I tore through about 4 hours worth of that Top of the Lake show,
Yeah.
that Grantland Network told us to listen to or to watch. We do whatever they say, but it's a 7 hour miniseries. We rocked out about 4 hours of it last night, but it's in New Zealand, so like they all it's like watching
New
a
Zealand and
only on
Australia are
BBC,
two different things.
but they're right there. They have like weird Cockney British
You're
Australian
offending our
accents.
New Zealand audience right now.
Well, they're not, I know it's like comparing Scottish accent to an Irish accent, but it doesn't take away from the fact that there were some parts where I looked at my wife. I'm like, "Do you know what they said?" She's like, "No." I'm like, oh. "Is it important enough to try and rewind and listen to it again?" And she's like, "No." So we mostly got the gist of it, but
Right.
so that was what it was.
Well, all right. Today we're going to talk about some of our failed segments, I believe, our ideas for the podcast and such, and our little bits that we were gonna do. But first, I'd
I
like
wouldn't
to.
say failed, because we're going to talk about some ones where we got the ideas for some that we still, at least I am, some that we still kind of do,
Right.
that have survived.
Well, speaking of survivors, this one is a. I have a slap and tickle I'd like to give. And while we're talking about it,
Okay.
we should remind people that we at first just called them shout outs. But then we wanted to kind of.
Yep. Yeah.
But mine goes to Anibal Sanchez for the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah.
He set that strikeout record, man, for the franchise. And plus, he's been pitching well, but that was just awesome, man. Especially when he got that last strikeout in the eighth inning.
He was pretty pumped.
Yeah, that was
That's one of those
sweet.
ones, because it was a third out of the inning too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it was like to end the inning and
Yeah.
everyone just goes nuts and it was a
Oh
record.
man, that would have been so awesome to be there. But I'm not gonna lie, I probably would have laughed, just like, yeah, they won.
Now, you earlier, like a month or so ago, you made a prediction about a Detroit pitcher. Was that what you called in our segment calling it? Did you call Anibal Sanchez
I'm trying to remember if
breaking
that was
the
it or not. It was either that or out of the blue, I called that Justin Verlander would not lose a game this year.
that was it.
But I never
Yeah.
officially called it on the podcast.
You didn't do it on the podcast. You sent me a
I just
text that I
did it.
immediately responded with.
I did it the day before he was even pitching. I just. Because the
Yeah.
Tigers, like, smashed the Yankees, and I'm, like, calling it. Verlander's not going to lose a game this year.
Yeah.
But another
Yeah.
thing with Sanchez too is that I think he plays well enough, pitches well enough to make people forget that his name translated to English would be Annabelle. You know, a girl's name.
How do you pronounce it?
I pronounce his Annabelle, Annabelle.
Annabelle. Yeah.
But, you know, Annabelle.
I was getting him near the end of last season. I was getting him and Avaseal mixed up. Is that Garcia's
Avisail.
first name?
Yeah.
Avaseal Garcia's or Garcia.
Yeah. Well,
It's always
that's.
fun when you get lazy pronouncing some of those
I
names.
know. Dude, the
Like that's
announcers do it. It's
and that's.
Anibal Sanchez.
Right, that was, remember one of the segments I was going to bring up was just pronouncing pro athlete names in a southern accent. Anibal Sanchez, get Delonte out there. You got LeBron, just straight
LeBron.
Larry K. LeBron,
I had
LeBron
some.
Leroy, because it's Leroy.
I did have actually, while you say that though, a couple African American friends in college. And one, I heard them talking one time about how they were talking to this girl, and they were like laughing at her name because it was Andrea, and they were like, trying to tell her, like, no, it's Andrea. And she's like, no, my name's Andrea. And they're like, Andrea. And if you think about it, Andrea just is a, I don't know, it seems to me a nicer sounding name than Andrea. But,
I
oh
like
well.
Andrea.
Yeah.
Sheriff Floyd. Ex-Aver Rhodes. Cordero. I guess Cordero is the same with a southern accent as it would just be. What was Walker's first name? Cordell. Although the only reason I'm saying these names is because I wanted to bring up the draft really quick. So I was looking at the Lions draft, just like a quick little snapshot. And we don't have to go through that. But I didn't know if there was, because the draft is, it's huge. I think it's a little bit more spectacular. You know, they really go all out. It's like 3 days, you know, 2 nights and a whole day. I remember just kind of sitting around, you know, on a Saturday when they'd go through and just do the whole thing or at least half of it. But there's always one memory in my mind that sticks out from watching the draft. And I'll tell mine. I don't know if there's like one, when you think of the NFL draft, if there's one memory you always go back to. But it was, I think, my sophomore year at college. And I can't remember what pick the Lions had, but Matt Leinart was in the draft. And we hadn't yet gotten a quarterback. So this was before, you know, this was before Stafford.
Yeah, and we had like the eighth or
And
ninth pick that year. I want to
yes,
say
yep.
something like that.
And I was sitting alone like in my apartment at Sterling, if you remember those apartments. And I don't think anyone else was there, but right across, you'd go out and there was a little hallway, and then, you know, there'd be the hallway was open, but there'd be the other doors to other apartments. And we knew the goons that were kind of right across from our door. Not enough to like hang out and sit and drink beer and watch the draft with them, though. You know, we just knew them enough. But I remember when the Lions picked Ernie Sims, if you heard, and I think I've even told this on the podcast, you heard just a blood curdling scream,
I was gonna say, dude, you
like at
told this story on the podcast before.
the top. Who the hell is Ernie Sims? No! Just, I thought he was dying. I thought I needed to rush over there. Like someone had stabbed him right when like that pick was happening, and you know, all hell was just breaking loose. But he really wanted to. Like later on that night, you know, there's just people were hanging out, and I asked him, like, what'd you think of that Lions pick there? And he wanted Leinart. He was convinced, you know, we'd set ourselves back 10 years because we didn't take Matt Leinart. Blah blah blah. And you know, it's fun now. You can kind of look back and
Thank
see
God.
how that probably wouldn't have been. Well, where's Ernie Sims right
No,
now
yeah,
too?
but a linebacker
So,
and quarterback are not the same, you know.
especially in the first round. So
But
that's.
so did you have a moment this year too, you're saying that you always that sticks out to you
No,
or?
just kind of big picture, you know, looking back at the draft. This was obviously cool because a central player
Yeah,
went number one.
that was awesome. I was happy. I was tweeting about it like I was like best friends with him.
Oh yeah, you have to pretend that you know him. You know, you
Like I
just
have acting
oh
like I have pride in my college and stuff.
yeah. Right.
Yeah, proud to be a Chippewa. Woo! couldn't even sit
Did
through a
see all the
football
Chippewa.
game while I was in school. But
Right, you did see all the Chippewa pride coming out from the same people that will post pictures of them in either state or Michigan gear, you know, at various points of the
They
sports
treat us
season.
like a second-class citizen. That like, oh well, they're it's nice, you know, like we want their friggin' sympathy.
Right. I don't care.
But I was actually thinking Ziggy Ansah was. I kind of was hoping he'd be our guy.
You did. You called that before I asked you who you wanted.
No, after seeing he got drafted and was wearing 3D glasses at the draft, you know, that was kind of the type of like hipster type glasses he decided to go with was a pair of 3D glasses. So
Yeah.
I'm not really
I mean,
sure now.
the way I look at it is that, you know, if we had to choose between one of two Ziggies, you know, Ziggy Ansah or Ziggy Sabatka, I think we came out with the better of the two.
Yeah, but look at Baltimore's football team. Ziggy's automatically on the Ravens, right?
He's a kicker. He's a special teams guy.
But
He's a water boy.
really quick, one other thing on the draft. You talked about how it's become this spectacle, but how about that 30 for 30 on that Elway and Marino draft, dude?
Right.
So I'm
Yeah,
just gonna
that
give an
was
impromptu
deep.
slap and tickle to John Elway right now for pulling all that shit and just everyone never talking about it or, completely glossing over it. You know what I'm saying?
And he was, I
He
just
wasn't
think of if
shy
that would have
about
happened, I
it.
guess the closest thing to that happening, I guess you could go back to Eli, that whole draft, like Eli Phillip Rivers, and Eli didn't want to go to the Chargers, and parents stepping in. But you're right, just how blatantly, like he just talked about how he just hung up on the head coach. Like when the Baltimore's head coach called him. And he just said, "Hey, I'm sorry. I thought we had an agreement. I'm gonna probably just go ahead and play baseball." And then I hung up. It's like, oh,
But
jeez.
you got this little long-haired 22-year-old kid out there. Just you said you wanted to be somewhere, West Coast where you like the weather. Why would you play baseball in New York? He just sits there, looks at him, goes, "Play baseball in the summertime." And everyone just laughs. I'm like, dude, if that was some young black guy this day, everyone would be Skip Bayless would be calling him out. If I ever hear Skip
It was
Bayless say
interesting.
anything good about John Elway, I'm gonna call him a hypocrite because he hates guys that have done not anything as bold and brash and as arrogant as that. But it was awesome though. I got love for Elway even
It
more
was
after
good just because
that.
of how many different scenarios that were playing, and I think some of them were maybe talked up a little bit just for shock value. Like, okay. And even the agent, Elway and Marino's agent that they interviewed throughout most of the documentary, they brought up the whole, well, they were thinking about trade Montana. Maybe we trade Montana and bring in Elway. And I'm like, okay. Then right at the end, the guy goes, but then, Bill Walsh said, I probably could never part with Montana. It's like, okay, you really just kind of, that was never as serious as you're talking it up to be. Everyone you watch on Twitter, oh, what if they would have gotten rid of Montana? It's like, yeah,
I would
I'm
have
sure maybe
just
the.
rather spent more time on just doing a whole. It should have just been about Elway. Like, Marino was always like an afterthought. This agent goes, when Marino's like not drafted yet, he's like, "I was starting to get angry because this is my guy and they're messing with my guy." I'm like, really? Was this your guy or was the guy that you were flying all across the country, doing anything at his beck and call to try and, get out of Baltimore? You know what I'm saying? It's like, let's not make it like this guy is some super agent for everybody.
Right. I would have even said, I would have said the opposite, maybe. Like, I would have maybe wanted a little more Marino. It always, Marino seemed a little bit more comfortable in the present tense taking the shots. Elway seemed to kind of, well, in retrospect, I was kind of a young blah, blah, blah. Well, when you're that age. But Marino is just like, really? You could take Ken O'Brien over me? I mean, no offense to Ken O'Brien, but Marino is still comfortable, throwing some punches in the present tense. Like at least three different times, he referred to one of the quarterbacks before him. It was like, oh, hey, nothing against so and so, but
He was a
I
good
was like, oh yeah,
quarterback.
that's something against so and so.
Yeah, I
But
know.
well, the draft. Well, kind of feeding off that, I wanted to, and this can kind of tie into our, unless you had something else up, which I don't care, but tie into some of our segments, because I was going to propose a new segment. And that's when earlier this week, you and I just started talking about, I'm like, oh, I have a new segment. God, how many different crappy segments have we done, introduced, done for a week or whatever? But so I wanted to introduce a segment called, okay, we're good. All right. That's good. We're good now, and it could kind of be like a Steve Young stare or whatever. It's kind of I'm pissed off, but it's more along the lines of, all right, I enjoyed it. It's like maybe have some friend who has like a kid, and maybe the kid's like in choir or in dance class, and it's like, look what little Susie can sing, but then little Susie starts singing like a 7-minute song. And really, after like 2 minutes, you want to go, all right, that's cute. All right, we're good. That's kind of a little pat on the shoulder, pat on the, all right, you can stop now.
Yep, all right, I get it,
and so,
I get it.
So that is directed towards the band The Heavy, and specifically their song, How You Like Me Now? How You Like Me Now? How You Like Me Now? Oh, yeah. Which played throughout the entire stinking NFL draft this year. And I saw it coming like maybe Monday when they were really, you know, when ESPN was really getting, you know, the ball rolling for the draft coming up Thursday, when they'd be like, and let's take a look at some of the names featured in this year's draft. How you like me now? I'm like, oh. How you like me now? And at that point, I was like, okay, you know, I'm good with this song. We're good. We don't need to hear it anymore. This song, and let me back this up. This song debuted, let me see. I want to say, yep, oh, about 3 years ago.
Right.
And it's been in everything since. And I'm looking through this. The season finale of Entourage. It was in the fourth episode of Community. It was in an episode of Rookie Blue, which I do not watch. Here's one of your shows. It was on the summer finale of White Collar. Then it was featured predominantly in The Fighter with Wahlberg. Then it was on all the commercials for MLB The Show. Then it was in the preview for This Means War. Then it was also in the 2011 film Horrible Bosses, as well as in the trailer for The Change Up. And then let's see. Oh, I could keep going. And then wouldn't I just go see G.I. Joe maybe a month ago? Well, what starts running in the credits as soon as this, you know, pretty sweet action movie got done? How you like me now? How you like me now? I'm like, come on. And then it was on the whole draft, every commercial. Fading in, fading out. I'm just like, all right, you know, we're good.
Matt Barkley's still on the board, and let's see a picture of him posing for the draft. How you like me now?
I like me now. Oh, yeah, he's behind the podium, throwing his hands up in the air. Whoa, yeah, all right. No, we're good. You know, there's got to be another song. Play something else. I don't care how. Bring back.
I like that. It's like this. Stuff gets so overplayed, man. That's why, you know, I can't listen to any sort of top 40. I can't. That's why I can't watch like anything MTV or anything. You know, it's like, you know, everything. But I'll save this for. I'll keep this in mind in case something really, you know, wears out its welcome with me.
Yeah, we're good. You know, to the heavy. All right, we're good. It's, yeah. We're good now.
I'll second that. I'll actually second that, too.
Okay. So, anyway, that was going to be a new segment I was going to propose. I don't know if you have anything else you want to sift through or
it's pretty just kind of go through. I, too, am proposing a new segment.
All right.
This is called Good Idea, Bad Idea. And it's just basically a few topics that have happened, and I think we kind of go over them, not real long. But just run through them, and we'll say if, you know, come out, we'll each say if it's a good idea or a bad idea. First, okay. Let's get the boring one out of the way. That is, as you know, I've been mentioning on here over the past year about this book I'm working on. And I recently changed the
format.
Candidate.
Yep.
And I changed it once to The Poor Folk's Guide to Politicking. At first, it was just going to be a political satire using personal experiences, but then I changed it to like a guide using personal experiences, and that's when I changed it to the name The Poor Folk's Guide to Politicking. I'm changing the name back to Candidate, and then it's going to be just going to be called Candidate, Essays from That One Time I Ran for Office, and I'm still going to cover topics, but it's just going to be more about personal experience and opinion and just essays of that. Because really, that's the only way I can write and enjoy it and actually go through with it. That's what the guide stuff was turning into that anyways.
Okay.
So
I'm supposed to say good idea or bad idea?
I'm saying this is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell me.
Full disclosure.
Okay.
Yep. Full disclosure, let me come right out and say that I don't even remember when we had the most recent name change to The Poor Folk's Guide to Politicking. So if I would have remembered that, I would like to think when you did propose that, I would have said that that's a bad idea.
Okay.
Because I always felt, first of all, I enjoyed the title Candidate spelled in a number of different incorrect ways.
Right.
And I always like the idea of you drawing the humor and your kind of views on big overall politics. I like the idea of you drawing that from your personal experiences when you were campaigning. So
Okay.
I'm going to say good idea just because it's going back to what I originally thought you were doing,
Okay.
which was a better idea than when I never noticed that you changed it.
Okay.
So
Now for
good idea. Thumbs up.
topic number two, do you want to go with sports or entertainment?
Well, right now, as I'm looking at a preview for what appears to be Vince Vaughn and some other weird-looking creature with a weird nose applying to a job, and it's called the internship, and it looks like a horrible idea. Let's go for entertainment.
Well, speaking of Vince Vaughn, it's recently been announced that they're going to make a Dodgeball 2. And I'm going to break this down, then I'll give you my opinion on it. Or
Okay.
do you want to shoot first on this one?
I already have my opinion, but or my answer. It's kind of weak though, so I want to hear what you say, and maybe you could change my mind.
I'm going to go ahead and say that I believe this is a bad idea. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
It's a bad idea not because it's going to be like a bust or not going to be a blockbuster, but it's just not going to be that good. It's not going to be Dodgeball was funny. I never felt the urge to it's a movie that I like to watch on TBS if there's nothing else on. I'll catch it for 10 minutes. Oh, sweet, this is the scene where it's the finals. We got Bateman as the color commentator, Gary Cole, just something like that. Or like, okay, I'll watch it. Oh, they're about to Ben Stiller's about to go over to her house, and just make an ass out of himself trying to hit on her and stuff. So I'm like, I'll watch this commercial, I'll turn it. So it's a good movie, but okay, let me look this up.
Okay.
Can you hear me clicking on my computer?
It's all good. Do you want me to talk while you're looking something up?
Well, I'm going to IMDb, and I want to
Okay.
see. I think Dodgeball was probably made before Anchorman, wasn't it?
I wouldn't know that right off the top of my head.
Okay, that was 2004. Was Dodgeball a true underdog story? That's the right
Can
one,
I just
isn't
say
it?
while you're looking that up, one
Okay.
of the now I think Anchorman's going to be amazing too. I'm weary. Maybe the word is that I'm weary that some of these movies like Dodgeball, Anchorman, Old School, that was a little bit earlier. But they came right around, a certain time when we were just bridging the gap between full-on immaturity and partial maturity, where, seeing a wrench thrown at someone's groin is possibly one of the funniest things that you could see. And since then, we've developed, I'm not going to say we're more sophisticated, but, we've developed a finer sense of the, actually, I don't think we have a finer sense of anything, but I don't know. If they try and do the same thing that they did, like in Dodgeball and in Anchorman, will I find it as funny now as I did back then? Or have they grown a little bit, quote unquote, and will the humor be slightly more? I don't know.
Well, here's the thing though too, is Anchorman was more about the dialogue, the writing, you know what I mean? And Dodgeball didn't have Will Ferrell or anyone like that. Dodgeball had Vince Vaughn and Ben Stiller.
Well, at the time, you have to think at the time, Vince Vaughn was when he actually had a waistline, was one of the more, I would say
And
Will
they both
Ferrell's
came out in
been,
2004, by the way.
they did. Okay. Two things I think have happened since then is one, well, three things maybe. Vince Vaughn has just been playing the exact same character from Old School in all of his movies, just like what I just saw on The Internship. It's the exact same. It's the same guy. Will Ferrell at least has dabbled in a couple different characters, and I find Will Ferrell immensely more funny on the just in random moments. You know, like when Will Ferrell was on, when he came out with Kristen Wiig, like on the Oscars or whatever, I thought it was hilarious. And then I tried watching Vince Vaughn Saturday Night Live, and it just wasn't doing it for me.
Right.
So there's that. And then also since then, we've had all of the, we've had the 40-year-old virgin, and we've had Knocked Up, and we've had all the Apatow, and all them Seth Rogen and all these goons, and they're kind of the improv. Yeah. Or the improv humor, whatever it is that they're doing. And I think we found that funny for a while. So I don't know if we can really, again, is seeing at least 10 different times a dodgeball hit someone in the groin, is it still going to be as funny now as it was then?
Well, I mean, I didn't think dodgeball was that hilarious when it first came out anyways. Like I said, that's what I'm saying though, is I feel like this whole, Ben Stiller saw this and was like, oh, Anchorman, you know, it's coming out, Anchorman 2. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say right now, Anchorman 2 is going to be way better than frickin' Dodgeball 2. You know what I mean? There's no way it's not going to be better. Paul Rudd, like you said, he's been in the Apatow stuff, and he's in the, you know, Will Ferrell's Adam McKay camp, Steve Carell. You know, just, you got all these guys. You got to remember how many assholes were in that cast.
Dave Koechner, yeah.
And I just feel like Vince Vaughn's like, I don't know if he's reprising his role or not, but, you know, obviously Ben Stiller made an appearance in Anchorman 1, and they're just all kind of like, well, you know, people still remember us, and Ben Stiller was kind of like, let's just go and make Dodgeball 2 now, and it'll be huge because we're piggybacking off this. And I just feel like that's why they're doing it, and it's going to just pale in comparison. So I'm saying it's a bad idea.
I would say just slightly I'm leaning towards, you know, it's okay. Yeah, it's a good idea. You know, I think I'll probably, depending on when it comes out compared to with like what else is out, I'll probably see it in theaters, maybe. So I'll lean towards good idea.
Okay. You're wrong. Okay, next one. What else final you got? One sports. Is sports. Valverde, back to the Tigers. And put right into the final closer role. Good idea, bad idea. He is 2-0 at time in this recording.
I don't know.
For save
I think
attempts.
He is, okay. I think I've heard too many people, as well as Leland, admit just how much that Leland likes Valverde. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of a decision, that I think that was kind of a move with the heart that Leland was pushing for. You could even see it like after Valverde's first save. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the most emotion I've seen Leland show in a long time. Like, he goes out there, big old hand slap, hug for Valverde. I'm like, oh, okay. Usually decisions made like that aren't always the best intentioned.
Right.
I would hope that Dombrowski, I would hope that there's some people just a step above Leland that at least made sure that he's got some stuff working. You know, that his stuff, I mean, he flamed out at the end of last year, and you could tell physically he wasn't able to throw the pitches he needed to.
Right.
I hope that there's someone in the brain trust that if he looked like he did at the end of last year, they wouldn't have brought him back.
Yeah.
Despite Leland being, you know, come on, let's give him a chance. That was more of a Nixon. sorry.
You
I
just
watched someone
went
cross
right
Nixon
into Leland
yesterday.
It was crazy.
I that was a Leland had a baby with Richard Nixon. Vietnam wasn't my war.
What did you think of his goatee? The two tone.
Bad idea. You know, I like to think of myself as a sharp observer of good goateed facial hair, and that one I'd give a thumbs down. But I'm going to say good idea for right now just because it hasn't blown up in our face. But, you know, a month from now after, you know, four consecutive blown saves, you can just easily say it's a bad idea. But I think we need to do – I'm fine. I think it's a good idea that we're doing it now.
Right.
Because that leaves the option open, you know, to do something at the trade deadline if we have to whatever. And I thought Rondon looked okay the other night.
I haven't seen him yet.
Go ahead.
So. My initial thought was, this is just a horrible idea. You know, and I've even put something out there on Facebook, and like three or four people that commented all said, This is terrible. Like, they were, our friend Scotter was talking about not going to the game he had tickets for because he didn't want to see that quote unquote asshole.
What an ass.
You know what I mean? And then,
yeah, Sky, because he didn't take us to the world. You
John,
know, he
John
didn't take
Z
us to the
it
playoff.
A horrid idea. I think someone said, "Are you joking or something?" But, yeah. And that's kind of how I felt too. Because I'm like, you know, here goes one of these things where this is a Leland guy, or this is a guy we've had around that, you know, things that ended poorly with him last year. But, you know, let's just keep him around a little longer. People will come around. And then I'm just thinking, like, man, either he's gonna go out there and get booed and just be awful and, you know, just get buried and only come in like every once in a great while. Or he's gonna go out there and get a save and he's gonna be our permanent closer. You know, and I'm just like, and he's not, it's not gonna be the answer and stuff like that, and it's just gonna eventually blow up. And but then I think about it. These closers we have going in, Coke is just walking guys in, you know. Dotel's coming in the eighth when it's tied 3-3 and giving up two hits, a walk, and then a bases clearing triple. And you know what I mean? And I'm just like, I don't know. I'm like, so I guess right now, like you said, right now, I'm going to say it's a good idea. I hope there's something that they're working on. But, I mean, a save percentage overall and stuff when you start looking at it. But, you know, it happens every once in a while, too. People's career just falls off. But right now, I guess it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. I got my fingers crossed.
It always sucks, though, when it's a good idea because it couldn't get any worse is the alternative. You know?
I feel better.
Con.
Again, I feel
Con.
Better that
it
they're
could blow up
doing
in her
this
face.
Now.
Pro, couldn't get any worse. So,
hey, your boy David Stern's getting interviewed on TV right now. Do you want to you want us to cut to the live feed so we can hear what he's saying?
No, I'm sick of that guy being on the podcast.
Okay, I didn't know if you wanted
after that,
to
after that fine give he a, gave me, you know, or suspension.
You did get fined, and that's you know, that was one of the things that we. I think a lot of this conversation about, you know, different segments and stuff we used, stuff we didn't.
Nice transition.
Stems back. Huh?
Nice transition.
Well, let me make the transition. Is that we had a lot more skits and we had a lot more, like, goofy stuff planned on being incorporated into it. Like, I worked for, like, 2 weeks to try and perfect a Jim Schwartz impression because I envisioned us having quote unquote, you know, Jim Schwartz on the podcast interviewing him, you know, me doing his voice, and then, you know, getting prank called by Jim Harbaugh, you know, and us being like, oh, come on, Jim, what do you want? Harbaugh's on the phone again. Cowbunga dudes, you know, just having like an over the top California
aggressive California. You
know, yeah, just popping into, you know, agitate Schwartz, and then it took me, you know, all 5 minutes to perfect a Jim Leland impression, you know, because we were gonna call Jim and have, you know, our own Jim Leland show. So we had those things planned, you know, and we could have done, you know, 5 minutes with David Stern.
Right. Yeah. That was
type
that was my go-to impression. The David Stern. Have you stopped beating your wife yet, Jim Rome? Have you stopped beating your wife yet?
So we had big sweeping segments, not really segments, but skits, or I think planned early on that never really developed. Were there things like that that you wanted to touch on, or
yeah, those,
what did you want to?
I didn't really even think of those ones because I've went through just the list of stuff we've done on the podcast and just found so many doing that. So I didn't even really bring up the Harbaugh one. And but when you said David Stern, I was like, yeah, I didn't even think of that either. But I used to, I probably did
right.
it, what, three different times, did a David Stern impression. The first one was when I gave a slap and tickle to the Spurs or Greg Popovich for sitting as starters.
Right.
Coach Popovich, you got some chutzpah.
Right. And we were going to have, like, fake commercials, you know, that we were sponsored by, you know, what, early on, we were sponsored by cigarettes.
Right.
Or something stupid, you know, so we were going to have
Which
commercials.
Which was all because, like, we had to I gotta take the bathroom break or something. So they're like, the podcast was broken up. So I'm like, I'll just write something and record it really quick.
Right. And we had those early on, but what were some of the ones? Now, I tried to limit ones to like segments or ideas that I thought of, even though maybe a couple of these were joint ones. Did you just have a list of any and all of them, or how did you want to
Well,
kind of
they're pretty
break them
much
up?
all the ones I found. Well, I just kind of have any and all of them. I think a lot of them I feel like I made up, but maybe it was like a joint effort too.
Okay.
You can start with one if you want, and then I'm sure I'll be able to
Well,
add
one
to
was
it.
more recent was the based on, and he's still alive and kicking and coaching, by our old
Yeah.
baseball coach Merv. And that was the, when we really didn't know like what an actor or someone was doing, like with their career or whatever, we were
Right.
gonna do the what are you doing? Which is what, he'd slowly sometimes, we thought he was having, like maybe a mild heart attack when he was getting ready to yell at us, just because it'd be like, what are you doing?
That maybe he
So we
just
had
died
that, but
between
then,
words.
right. But then going back and listening to it, it just sounds so awful to keep on like yelling that out, because you can't just be like, what are you doing? Because that's not how it
Right.
sounds.
I know. The
That's
only
not
one
how
I
we
could
heard it.
think of
That's
that I even had was to Marlon Wayans for doing Scary Movie 5. I think I gave him one. I don't even know if he did it. Or no, it was doing that
Oh,
movie
he
that's
did
like the spoof on
Haunted
Paranormal
House.
Activity or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, he did a Haunted House. They still made a apparently awful Scary Movie 5, but he wasn't in that.
No.
Well, didn't we give one to Edward Norton for his movie career?
I do believe so. That sounds pretty
Yeah.
familiar.
Yeah.
See, I'm trying to remember. Did we also have one that was called Way You At? Or was that kind of what this was based on? Because I'm trying to remember. Because I wrote those down two down in my notes, kind of close together. Or maybe it changed. We changed it. But I
Way you
don't
at?
know. Or were you just talking about like did Chris Carter? Does he have a segment named that? And you talked about it before.
I think maybe Chris Carter had one, because
And was. Is this one based on
Kamal
that though?
Man was, no, it's just they were trying to capitalize on the success of Come On Man,
Right.
or as spoke by Mike Ditka, Come On Man.
Yeah.
And then but then didn't Ditka have,
Ditka would always have
which
like
is
the
my favorite,
corniest ones too.
well, my favorite Ditka one, Stop It,
Yeah.
Stop It, which whenever our friend Johnsy gets on a rant online, I'll always find the clip of Ditka saying, Stop It! And then put it on there, and Johnsy will instantly get annoyed with me putting it on there. All right, it wasn't funny the first time, not funny now.
Right.
So you're right. W
I'll
wait.
go with a new one then. Another one. 'Cause I don't
Okay.
know if we ever did that or not. We were gonna start
Okay.
keeping a track of the Wurstie Awards, people we were nominating
Yep,
for
I get
award categories. And the I think the
that.
plan was to get them all up on Facebook and stuff and make people vote, but the only one I can remember actually going through was I came up with the category for best celebrities in a commercial. And I had Ice Cube for Coors Light, and then Mike Pereira did a commercial. And I don't know why,
He's
because
the NFL.
he's the former NFL head of officiating. Now he's, the NFL on Fox's replay expert or whatever.
Right.
But he was in some commercial that I thought he was funny in, so. What were some of the other categories we were thinking in there?
Well, the problem with that is we never really decided on what we wanted, like the Wursties to be. I think at first we wanted to create our own cat. You're right. We wanted to create our own categories, but then we did such a horrible job of, we create a category, but then we'd only have like one person for it.
Right. Yeah,
We
I
had some
know.
category that had Pete Campbell. We had Pete Campbell
Yeah.
in it, but then we could think of absolutely no one else in
No, it
any
was
other
like the
show.
biggest douche on TV, and we had like
Right.
Laurie from Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And Dave
And Pete
Hester was in
Campbell.
it. It wasn't like the biggest douche in a reality series. Dave Hester. It was just like the biggest douche on
Yeah.
TV.
So, and I think what, which was good, I think what I always wanted it to be was just our own, Or then maybe I got confused or wanted it to turn into just our own normal category awards, but they would be funny, you know, best actor, you know, the worsties, best actor, and then, you know, best actor in a TV show, Dave Hester type of thing. You know, like, I think we never really...
That would have been pretty funny.
You know, to give stupid nominees to normal categories type of stuff. But we never just really
best
built on it. And
actor on TV, yeah, Peter Griffin.
Yeah, or, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, that
see, that's
good.
The thing is, you know, we had the idea and it just kind of mutated a couple times in both of our minds. None of us were ever really on the same page about what it was going to be. And we got the inspiration because we wanted to do it like around Christmas time, or then maybe right. Spilled in the new year, because the Oscars, you know, the Golden Globes and stuff were happening. Mm-hmm. And then it just eventually turned into, all right, well, let's just talk about the Oscars. You know, we just talked about who we thought would win. And that's kind of what happened with it. Yeah, you're right. The goal was to have like the worsties. We'd have all these nice nominees, put them up online, do the, you know, poll thing and let people vote for them and announce them. And then we just kind of ended up crapping the bed.
Right.
On that one. So you're right. That was a pretty ambitious one that I had high hopes on personally.
Maybe we can try it again.
Oh, is it time for me? What I had was done.
See, I couldn't remember if we ever actually made that a segment either.
I think I just announced it, and it was probably just along the same lines of, you know, just stupid songs I've heard too much of. You know, like, hi, I like me now. Done. All right. That's it. No more. You know, changing the channel type of thing. I think we had it more along the lines of maybe a TV show.
Right.
Like where a show would just get to a point like, all right, you know, that's it. Because I can never remember. What happened when Peter first did it? We straight up stole it from
He tried watching that
Family
movie
Man.
With Matthew McConaughey and Sarah Jessica Parker. And he's like, Matthew McConaughey's up there, I guess I just never grew up. Ain't that funny? And Sarah Jessica Parker's like, you're cute. And Peter just goes, done.
Got up and walked out of the movie theater. So we wanted to do that, which is, you know, crap. I think the problem is we propose these, and it's a good idea for like a week. Like we know, hey, this would be funny to talk about on the podcast. And then we never write it down or pay attention to, you know, keeping it. That's why I think we need to give ourselves at least a little bit of credit for keeping, you know, Slap and Tickles kind of started out as shout outs, but everyone's doing a shout out. So, and then, you know, hating on something, you know.
Right.
Hate was
was
originally.
Wait, this was another one too?
Well, no, it was an anal shank. You know, just our version of hating on something. It was originally the anal shank.
Yeah.
Which, again, in our endless fear of this podcast coming back to, you know, like being discovered during one of our presidential elections, you know, and taking down our whole campaign, we decided to remove that image, which was taken from The Wire. You know, Omar did it when he was, you know, in the clink for a couple days or a week. So then we changed that into the Steve Young stare. And then for the more egregious hating, we developed the Tyrion, which is a little person coming up from behind you and chopping your leg off. We've at least kept those going.
Right.
You know, those have been kind of a trademark, I'd say, at least for maybe the last 15 to 20 podcasts, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Yeah, unlike a couple of these other ones, such as the most pathetic segment in podcasting, which now, that's a different one too, because it just so happened when I came up with that one, it was in Worst Friends 20 that I had been... That's the one where we did down in the studio with Stats Gelman. And we talked about the Master and Chappelle and Mark Maron. And this was all about people who are celebrities interacting with me on social media. But it just so happened that between, you know, the time we did that one and the time we did the one before it, that I had gotten tweeted back by, like, Mark Maron and Tony Trucks from, you know, the Twilight Breaking Dawn 2 and Cyrus started following me on, or added me as a friend on Facebook, just out of the blue. So it was kind of like a lot of good things with social media, and that's why it was so pathetic, because I was like, yeah, you know, treating it like it was something big, but it's really just, you know, they click two buttons on their phone, send a tweet. You know what I mean?
Retweet. Thanks, Tim. Yeah.
Right.
But
But
that was
see,
cool because it's more than.
I also could have used it retroactively for when I tweeted to Timmy Legler about the Boston Celtics,
Yep.
about Kevin Garnett, and he said that was excellent, you know, and agreed with me. And it was an actual response, but I didn't have it around, so just keep it in the chamber in case I ever get some sort of millionaire friend on Twitter.
Which should be happening, any day now. No, that was a good one because you're right. You did all it within, a month's time span. You really had a spike in
Right.
your celebrity. We really at that point we really thought we were going places. We're like, this is how it starts.
Never
You get
mind that I
Cyrus
was
on board.
tweeting Marc Maron directly about his show in Ferndale if it was going to be a live podcast too. You know what I mean? I'm sure that might have had something to do
Right.
with it.
Yeah, he had a reason
It's
to.
like, yeah, it's going to be good. Go spend $25. All
Bring a
right.
bunch of $5 beers. I really only had, and this really wasn't even a segment. I just still got a kick out of my idea about the did we end up, were we going to call it Around the Bowl, the sports show where all of the four talking heads have all been given is laxatives what make you crap or hold it in?
Laxatives make you crap.
Okay, so four sports talking heads, you give them all laxatives, and then you start going through topics, and either there's like a reality there that's giving them points and awarding, but the flip is, whoever gets the most points or gives, or maybe you have people watching, and liking on Facebook or voting in like Sports Nation, then whoever Sports Nation votes, they get to leave
Yeah.
and go to the bathroom. So yeah, that wasn't really a segment. That was just something that came to mind. I'm like, oh, remember that show where the sports writers have to go take a dump? And so I wrote it down in my notes.
Well, I did think of one other one. That was one I created that I'm pretty sure had nothing to do with us seeing this movie, but it was called Expendables Watch. I think we had one nominee for it. The one
Yeah.
I can remember
Yeah.
that I can remember nominating Predator for a movie called EVP, Expendables vs. Predator. So
That was a
I
good
don't know
idea.
if we ever came up with anything else, but really, I don't know. I guess I need to start watching some more action movies and stuff. But I mean, it doesn't like it would be easy to be like Expendables Watch, The Rock, but you know he's gonna get on there.
Yep.
There's nothing funny about that. He's probably gonna do it. You know what I mean? It would be no big surprise.
Well, it'd be bad as if they start like
Not that they're
pulling
ever gonna do
kind
a
of like crap.
Predator one. Maybe if they do like five of these, they would get that desperate. Calling it
I'd watch. You
Expendables
know
5 EVP.
Expendables versus Predator. I mean, why don't they do it? It's not like it's already a farce to begin
Yeah,
with.
I know,
Shoot them
dude.
off into space. Just have some stupid storyline where they the Expendables were sent in, and accidentally killed a target that was civilian, or their only choice is to be sentenced to death or to be shot out into space to stop the impending invasion of predators. Well, I have to go. We gotta do what I do, and just
Or at least just
shoot
throw,
them out
if you're gonna
there.
keep doing it though, man, throw a wrench into it somehow. Make it fun. Get someone like Timothy Olyphant on there. Dude, I've seen him with some of the smoothest takedowns ever in my life on Justified. And I've been watching Deadwood basically just because I wanted to see what other shows he's done. And I'm not a huge fan of the show, it's all right, but dude, he's roughed some people up on there, and it was more of like the whole there was nothing smooth like the trips and gun strips on Justified. It was more like just brutal ass kicking, punching him in the
Just
face or
hand to
getting
hand the
hit in
all-out
the getting
brawl.
hit in the head on his horse by a Native American and then ended up having to kill him with a rock to the head or something. Just, brutal stuff.
I did get a kick out of that they still use the same kind of terminology when I said, boy, if you hate Casey Affleck, you really need to watch The Assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford.
Yeah.
And then you said they have something like that on Deadwood, don't
That
they?
was That's how they like labeled it, the assassination of Wild Bill Hickok by the coward Jack McCall. Because he walked up behind him when Wild Bill was playing poker and shot him in the back of the head, just walked in and did it.
You ever watch that movie, the Jesse
No,
James one?
I haven't.
It's a good
Brad
movie.
Pitt's Jesse
I like
James
it.
in it, isn't he?
Yeah.
I remember, I know I've
Liked
heard
it.
of it.
Good movie.
So Casey Affleck, of course, the coward, right?
Is the coward Robert Ford? Yeah,
I
and
mean,
they do a
there's
really
really
good
no
job
way
of
you
you
could
just.
there's no way you could really reverse those roles. Casey Affleck is
Right.
the badass, Jesse
Jesse
James
James.
is Brad Pitt is the coward.
Right. No, it was good. And like I said, that was how I turned it on you there because you said you didn't like him. I said, well, then you would love this movie because it's just all built around you despising this person that, killed an outlaw, allegedly. I don't want to ruin it for anyone.
But that's really all I have this week. Is there
Yeah.
anything you want to throw in there to end it?
No, that was all I had on my list. That's how good of a job we've kept track of all of our different
All right.
segments and
Well, I
stuff we
do want
want
to
to do.
just say too that if we got time to do a little radar stuff, Marin on Friday, set your DVR. I think it looks pretty good so far. The previews and
I
stuff
do
look
too.
funny. I hope that it delivers, 'cause apparently that's my new celebrity crush is Marc Maron. I just kind of, decided that. Probably gonna buy his book.
Oh, okay.
So, you got any celebrity crushes? New segment.
Celebrity. Do I? What have I been?
I mean, obviously, you got Khaleesi and Nina
Her,
from The
yeah.
Americans. Joan Harris. Or is it Holloway now? I can't remember which is her married name
She's
and
getting the divorce. I can't remember either. How about the Kingslayer, man? You
losing
know, he
the
was my boy. Like, they were showing. I like how you send me. Now, we never have settled this. Is it GIFs or GIFs?
I call them GIFs because it just seems like Jif is already a peanut butter brand and it's spelled with a J, so
Okay.
they got first dibs.
Spell it, Jim. Okay. You send me some of these things that you're seeing online. Look at how just where the Kingslayer's gone from how just,
I know.
tall, statuesque, and sexy he was like season one. And now.
Oh yeah,
No,
dude, he's
poor
fallen from
boy's just.
grace.
So I'd say there's this, but there's someone I liked that one of those websites did, top 10 from Game of Thrones actors who will have a good movie career
Yeah, that
or
was
will make it
cool.
big in the
Do
movies.
you really think it's gonna
And
be
they.
Jon Snow number one?
I don't know. I disagree with that. It's 100%. But they had the Kingslayer on there, and remember, I said this. I'm like, God, it's just his name, just a little kind of little too Norwegian
Right.
for it to really roll off the tongue. Like he's maybe one of those people that should have, tweaked his name and made, given himself, a Hollywood name, like Michael Jackson did, becoming Michael Keaton. But he looked, they showed some clip of him. He's going to be in some like weirdo comedy with like Cameron Diaz and Kate Upton and someone else. And they showed like a picture of him in it. Boy cleans up.
Oh yeah.
The boy cleans up. So I have high hopes for him. And just because I like his character in Game of Thrones, I hope he, I think
Oh yeah, dude. I
he could
just
do
hope he
kind of
doesn't die, man.
in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
It's not looking good.
Oh, no, it's not, dude.
Not looking good for him.
But
I like how they just, let's talk about that really quick because it was the one thought I had about just how well done Game of Thrones is, just from a,
Well, I was just gonna say, dude,
just on a different,
it's just taken
on a different
everything to
level.
another level. I remember when we did the Game of Thrones podcast, I said that it was my second favorite show on TV next to Mad Men. And Mad Men has been great this season. I have loved every episode. I've loved it. But dude, Game of Thrones right now is just, I watched that show. Dude, when Khaleesi marched off with her 8,000 troops and the dragons flying overhead, that music they had playing, just like everything, dropping the whip. It's
Oh yeah.
just so, it's just been so good, man. I just.
That was pretty badass. What I liked was, and spoiler alert, because, and again, how I love to not be the, well, in the books,
Right.
but I knew that the poor Kingslayer was Again, there's some things where they go along with the book and some things that they don't. I don't really care either way. I almost like it when they don't do something or do
Right,
something
because at
different than the
least it's
book
a
does because then it's
surprise.
new for me. But needless to say, the King Slayer is without hand in the book as well. And so I'm like, oh man, is this going to happen? If this is going to happen, some people are going to crap their pants. It's a sword hand. Like, I remember like when I'm reading, I'm like, no way this just happened. So I like how they did it right at the end of that episode. And for people who didn't know, or that there are some people out there thinking, no way that they, no way that was a dream, or they some there's gonna be some magic, they're gonna sew it back on, or it's not really. But what do they open up the next episode with?
Oh yeah, just
With his
hanging
hand,
around his neck, dude.
dangling around his neck. Because even my wife kind of caught the end of the episode. She's like, they didn't chop his hand off, did they? And I'm like, you're gonna have to watch and see. And then when the next episode started up, she goes, oh, so they just chopped his hand right off, didn't they?
That's
I'm
how
like,
this show does
yep.
it, though, man. I just can't. When has a good guy won on this show, man? I mean, he's clearly not a good guy, I guess. But I mean, it's like
Someone you root for.
the guy who lopped his hand off isn't no freaking good guy either. Who is this asshole even? Just some Stark
Yeah,
crony?
I had to. This was the first time where I had to just get on. Where I knew who it was, it's even hard to keep track of who it was in the book. And I like had to get online and go to the
That
Wikipedias and all
Game of
this crap
Thrones
just to.
wiki is real helpful. I use it for my recaps because these names they have on here too. It's just like, oh, let's see how this
Well, what
idiot
didn't.
spells his name.
Right. And what didn't help is they changed the name of who did it in the book as opposed to who did it on the show. In the book, it was some dude named Vargo Hoat. And then they just named this dude Locke for no reason. Like, that doesn't make it any easier or whatever. But yeah, like, a whole bunch of crap has happened. And this isn't from the book. Like, this is what I'm gathering from the show. Whole bunch of crap went down with Harrenhal being deserted and then taken back over. First Tywin was there, but then he bailed on Harrenhal to go down and
Run the
help out with the
realm.
Blackwater.
Yep.
So I could never remember if it was cronies that he left behind to keep a hold of Harrenhal that then captured the Kingslayer, or if it was some cronies of the Starks, third removed to keep a hold of Harrenhal. And now, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's supposed to be some just evil cronies of the Starks that now have the Kingslayer. Who do you
That's who it
understand
looks
Locke to
like.
be?
There's some cronies of Robb Stark is who I understand that they are. I don't know what they have to do with Harrenhal. Harrenhal, those are just
See, I thought.
people who were there that it was captured by Tywin, and it looks like he just kind of slaughtered everyone, doesn't it? That's what
See,
how
I
I got
thought.
it.
See, there's this group called the Bloody Mummers or the Brave Companions who are one and the same thing. And I think they were like this nasty band of sellswords that Tywin just kind of, was paying to fight on his side. And then I thought he left them in charge of Harrenhal and then they kind of bailed. And then they stumbled upon the Kingslayer. So I think maybe that's who they are, is they were just kind of these dirty bastards that were being paid by Tywin, and then they stumbled upon the Kingslayer. Maybe they could try and ransom them back. Either way, like, that's why they're not just up and killing them right off the bat, because they know they can get money for returning them, but obviously they're not that worried about returning them in one piece. But that's confusing. This is the first time where I've been genuinely confused at what's going on. So.
Yeah, but other than the whole Theon thing hit a wall for me last week. That's the only complaint I've had, though. That, and I'm not real invested in the whole Bran Stark stuff, but like this last week, they barely had any of it. They know had it for one brief scene, and that was it.
Yeah. Like I told you Monday morning when I saw that, Theon just went, when I noticed that Theon was just going right back to where he'd started, my response was, ah!
Yeah, I know.
Ah!
But that's it,
So
dude.
no.
You got a song to play us out?
Yep, I'm gonna start singing. I expect you to tell me what needs to be told
Well, you
when
gotta
I start
hurry up
singing
because
it.
we got about a minute before we hit the little slider thing, and I don't want to have to pause it and move it.
All right, I'm gonna perform from the hit band The Heavy, the song "How Do You Like Me Now?" How do you like me now? How you like me now?
All right, everybody.
How you like me
now? That wraps up this edition of Worst Friends. Follow us on Twitter at Worst Friends Pod. Like us on Facebook. You know, I was just about ready to tell Colin that we're good, we're okay, but I think his internet died out. So
no,
that's
good.
All we
we're
got
good.
This week. Thanks for listening, and take her sleazy.